The House Speaker, Senate President, and the Governor put on a united front on key issues they'll be looking to advance this session. That seemed like a good thing, like coming together last year to try to tackle our housing and homeless crisis. But one watchdog group wonders if there hasn't been some horse trading on issues that the public doesn't know about yet. We talked to Common Cause Director Sandy Ma.
You know, Common Cause, Hawaii wants our government to work collaboratively and cooperatively. We want our government to work smoothly. But we are concerned about the appearance of backroom dealing. The bills must still go through the constitutionally mandated legislative process and be open for public comments and public input. The Hawaii state constitution requires, among other things, as you know, that for a bill to become law, there must be three readings for public notice of proposed legislation so that the public may have the opportunity to participate in the legislative process. This will allow the public to comment, review the legislation, and comment and provide input to our legislators so that our review of legislation can be taken into account. This is the people's house. Legislators are supposed to be responsive to the people's will. And so while we do want our branches of government to work together, we would like to be part of the process. We would like to be able to review proposed testimony and to be able to comment meaningfully on any proposed legislation.
So you don't want to see anything circumvented?
Correct. So while they have a proposed package, we don't want it to be a foregone conclusion. The people would still like to be able to comment, provide meaningful comment and meaningful opportunity to be heard.
The devil's in the details, right? So we got to see what's in
exactly.
The bill.
Exactly. We're glad everyone's working together. It should be that way. But, the people should be involved also. The people should have an opportunity to comment.
It was interesting also to see numerous groups band together to encourage civic engagement, you know, with the Kako app.
We absolutely 100% support civic engagement and people participating in our legislative process and people voting. That we need for a healthy, vibrant democracy, we need to vote and we need to engage our legislators and we need to engage in the legislative process. So, yes, please get out the vote. We need to hold power accountable. That is 100% true. However you do that, whether you go through the Kako app or just do it on your own through the legislative website, please engage your elected representatives at the federal, state, county level, neighborhood boards. Just do it.
And so what is Common Cause working on this session?
We would like to see automatic voter registration enacted this session. We think it will help vote by mail. We think that is vitally important to streamline our voting, modernize our voting. You know, when you are interacting with the DMV, we think it's just a smoother, easier process. You're already giving all your information. Just to, at that stage, say, hey, wait a minute. I could decide right now if I want to be registered to vote. So we think automatic voter registration should be the next step in improving our voting modernization efforts. We also like to see some ethics reform enacted. We think it'd be on time to move in that direction. I think the people would like to see our elected officials support some ethics reform legislation.
Yes. Now, you folks also recently sponsored an ethics forum where you had the former city ethics director, Chuck Tato, one of his investigators. You brought up some of these issues in light of the political corruption trial that we saw of the former police chief and his wife, the top deputy in the city prosecutor's office.
So, yes, we think people sometimes get disillusioned by our elected officials, and I think almost everyone who's elected to office, I would think 100% who are elected to office, enter with the noblest intentions and want to serve the public good. And so I think it's time to show the people that we have ethics, transparency, and accountability at the forefront. And let's pass some ethics reform authorizing forfeiture of certain ERS benefits pursuant to court order for state or county employees who are convicted of employment-related felonies. I think that will not cover very many people in state government or county government, but that's just a first step in showing that our elected officials care about ethics and accountability, and we're not shielding our own. I think that's a first step legislation.
This has come up in previous years, but there's just not been enough support to actually pass a felony forfeiture rule or law, retirement benefits.
I hope there could be some movement on this, given the Keoloha trial, and we hate to harp on that issue. But I can't imagine that this would affect very many people in state government, like I said. And it just shows that that elected officials care more about ethics and accountability than shielding our own.
The same groups that are pushing the CACO app are also pushing the need to be counted with the upcoming census.
Common Cause nationwide support the census effort because the census forms our democracy going forward for the next 10 years, because the census counts everybody and forms public policy going forward for the next 10 years. The census will determine how many congressional representatives we have. We have two now. We aim to keep the two going forward. And so the census is vitally important. It determines our share of federal funding that we have. So the census is vitally important.
I know that the gut and replace issue is in the courts right now.
Yes, the gut and replace litigation. We are on appeal, and the Hawaii Supreme Court has agreed to take the case. Yes, so it's before the Hawaii Supreme Court now.
We were talking to Sandy Ma, head of the watchdog group Common Cause Hawaii, who says transparency, along with campaign finance reform, will be among the other issues they will be bird-dogging this session.